Thunder Bay. The raising of a pride flag at Thunder Bay's City Hall helped kick local Pride Month celebrations into high gear on Friday. Acting Mayor Rebecca Johnson raised the flag along with representatives from Thunder Pride and the Rainbow Collective of Thunder Bay, which together organize the events. Rainbow Collective President Jason Veltri said the celebrations have been defined by this year's Reunited theme. This is a community coming together after being apart for 2 years, he said. It was a very special day to stand here with our community again and see friends we haven't seen in years. Michelle Sanderson, the Sow of Anishinaabe Nation, spoke at the event before raising a two-spirit rainbow flag that will fly under the flag of Fort William First Nation. Every person has the right to live a life that is free from discrimination, she told a group of about 70 people who gathered at City Hall for the occasion. We must empower one another to live our truths, embrace our individuality and the beauty within it. Thunder Pride Chair Valentina Donoso said she hopes the Pride events, and how they've been embraced by the community, will send a message of acceptance to those who need to hear it. I really hope that people who are still not comfortable coming out get the support, maybe not in person, but being able to see the city is supporting us and there are two associations of Pride here in the city, that they feel more comfortable being who they are, she said. In his remarks, Veltri said there's still a need for the activist spirit that birthed the Pride movement, pointing to what he called disturbing developments in the United States, like Republican bathroom bills, and efforts to stifle education about gender identity and sexual orientation in schools. Think about that for a minute, it's 2022 and we're still fighting this fight, he said. He pointed to a call for gender-affirming health care as a major ongoing political issue in Ontario. This month's Pride celebration will mix education and discussions on issues like that with events focused on celebration and socializing, like a street festival and drag trivia. Well over a dozen events are on offer, including a Back to the 90s kickoff party at the Goods & Co. Market on Friday, story time with drag queens at the public library, an in-person and virtual games night, unicorn glitter ball, and more. A street festival on June 18, held on Red River Road between Court and Cumberland, will replace the usual Pride Parade this year. Events will conclude on June 30 with a spiritual healing night. Full details are available online.